While producers have seen a lot of technology come and go in their cotton fields, but Mike Canane with DuPont Crop Protection says they're proud to be celebrating the 15th anniversary of Staple.
Mother Nature has still kept us relevant. I would say that with the increasing planting of Liberty Link and Phytogen varieties because of glyphosate-resistant Palmer pigweed, Staple is as relevant and as important as ever. I would submit that every tank of Ignite that goes out over the top needs to have a soil residual partner in it, and I would say there's no better than Staple.
And Canane says for those still on the fence about pigweed,
everybody's got Palmer, but not everybody's got glyphosate-tolerant Palmer. I would say that the best thing we can be doing is mixing up the chemistries and making sure you don't let it emerge in the first place. If you don't let it emerge in the first place, you're ahead of the game. Once you see it, and once it's 2 or 3 inches up, your options plummet significantly.
And that's why Canane emphasizes for the best protection, timing is everything.
Ironically, the best time to put Staple out, we are better at controlling Palmer pigweed pre-emerge. We have tons of data. However, when you consider the number of options you have to go out when the cotton's already up versus pre-emerge, there's very few topical applications. So, with that being said, early post is best. 2, 3, 4 leaf cotton. Hopefully there's not a lot of Palmer up because the pre's have done their job. That's the best time to put Staple out.
For more information regarding Staple and what it can do for your cotton field, visit your local DuPont representative. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.